All right, so there is a story with that's developing today in the National Football League that, again, has an indirect impact on us. Adam Schefter reported this morning that Brandon Ayuk, the leading receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, that his deal to the Patriots was off. The compensation to San Francisco was agreed upon. The Patriots knew what they were going to send to San Francisco. The amount of money that Ayuk was asking for, apparently, according to sources, the Patriots were willing to go to $30 million or more for Ayuk.
What?
But, again, multiple reports from out of both towns, people that cover the Patriots and the 49ers, it sounded as though Ayuk basically, while he didn't have a no-trade clause, was like, I don't want to play there. I'm not going to sign that. So New England said, fine, we're out.
He wasn't going to sign a contract for $30 million a year?
There was a report from a writer that covers the Patriots that said they were going to go $30 million or more. Wow. Ian Rappaport said he said he's not signing it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't want to do it. Doesn't want to play with Drake May?
Yep. So now there's a reporter out of Pittsburgh, Andrew Filippone, who does a radio show there, tweets the following this hour. Sources, the Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. All the terms of the deal and contract details are being hammered out now. The wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh. What do you make of this?
Well, if both reports are accurate, then he obviously believes that Pittsburgh has a better chance of winning than the Patriots do, which I don't see why you wouldn't think that.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin's got a record, and is Gerard Mayo, is that who's coaching the Patriots these days? He doesn't have that record. So, interesting. What would he do for the Steelers? Steelers don't have their quarterback situation ironed out yet. In fact, they said that they're going to use the preseason games to determine who's going to be the starter for the beginning of the season, which is interesting. But nonetheless, there's talent there, whether you go with the younger Fields or if you go with the elder statesman and Wilson. But how does this affect the Lions? Depends on what's going back to San Francisco. 100%.
This is the biggest thing I want to know is...
Was George Pickens going back to San Francisco? You and I both like Pickens a lot.
If part of the return... This is what I'm going to look for. If part of the return from Pittsburgh to San Francisco is a draft pick, then I'm probably going to be happy. Because that's an acknowledgement that what we're getting back on the field isn't matching what we're giving up. So we'll take the draft pick, which is a future asset, which doesn't impact the 2024-2025 football season. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If they are having to sweeten the pot with a draft pick, that tells me that the in the eyes of the San Francisco 49ers, they're not getting back what they're giving up.
Well, but if they get back, say, George Pickens and a third-round pick, and they just save themselves a boatload of money, I mean, George Pickens is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's like Calvin Austin.
Right.
And like a third and a second or something. You know what I mean? Like the lesser receiver. Like
if you're the Steelers,
you want to pair up Ayuk and Pickens. So if you're negotiating from that side, you're like, hey, I'm holding on to Pickens. I want Ayuk. You get Calvin Austin and some future, you know, mid-round picks. If I'm the Niners, maybe at this point you're like, we're never going to be able to bring back Ayuk. He's not happy here. Let's get what we can. We do get a body in return, and we move on. Because they're not paying Ayuk, and the Steelers are willing to pay him.
Yeah, I mean, I think the probability here that this weakens the 49ers is better than the probability that makes the 49ers better.
Well, I agree with that because, I mean, Ayuk he had a heck of a season last year, and it's back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. And, you know, even let's say it's George Pickens, as much as you and I both like George Pickens, he's played 2 years, and last year had 1,100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That might be kind of an even swap there. given that, I mean, Pickens wasn't exactly playing with the best quarterbacking crew.
Let's be clear here. We have no idea what the return is.
No, but I'm just saying
speculating if it'd be Pickens.
Yeah, if it's Pickens, then I might be a little, okay, that might be swapping out receivers and they don't miss a beat.
Why would Pittsburgh, I got to look at Pittsburgh's depth chart here.
Well, that's why if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm keeping Pickens. Like,
I agree with you.
Up.
I wouldn't want to give him up. And you got a 1,100-yard receiver in his second year in the league. You don't want to give that up.
I think it's more of a Calvin Austin type player in return with some draft picks.
Then I would look at that as a subtle
and
little,
that's a win for the
win
Lions.
For the Lions,
that's a win for the Lions.
Exactly. Now you're just speculating as well. We don't know what the return is, but Ayuk will be out of the NFC.
I'd feel a lot better for what Calvin Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, is there a player on Pittsburgh that I really don't want it to be going the other direction?
And I mean, it wouldn't be like TJ Watt. They're keeping him. No, you know what I mean? So
yeah. And it's interesting because Pittsburgh then will be pairing one of these quarterbacks with Brandon Ayuk. And the other thing about this doesn't feel very Pittsburgh-y. Does Pittsburgh make moves like this typically?
No. No, they develop players to become stars. They don't get stars, right?
Yeah. So I'm impressed with that organization. We've watched them from afar. But this doesn't seem like their typical way of operating.
But they also went out and got Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
That's true.
You know? And maybe, you know, times changed. You have to detour a little bit.
But when they got him, it didn't cost him anything to get Russell Wilson, and Justin Fields is still on rookie contract, so it doesn't really cost him for either one of them.
No, but that was kind of, I mean, they had tried the draft and develop thing, and then they moved on from that. So, I don't know. This also feels a little bit like, almost a little, is it a little, is Pittsburgh looking a little desperate? And I don't mean, like, I feel like they're taking chances they wouldn't otherwise take on both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and now potentially Brandon Ayuk.
Maybe. I mean, they almost missed the, well, did they miss the playoffs? They finally missed the playoffs. I forget what happened last year, but they're not used to that, to being on the edge.
They made the playoffs. They lost at Buffalo.
Okay.
They always make the playoffs.
Yeah, they always make the playoffs, but not used to being, we need help.
Yeah.
This, from a Pittsburgh standpoint, if you add Ayuk, that's making your team better.
Probably. Maybe desperate isn't the word. It just feels like they are trying a different approach. But we await to see what the compensation is, if this report is indeed true. But the possibility that San Francisco is going to get weaker today doesn't bother me in the slightest. Doesn't bother me in the slightest.
No, it shouldn't.
Ayuk's the guy who made the crazy, unbelievable catch off Vildor's helmet. You know, he's a really good receiver. I think the Steelers see an opportunity to grab...
I'm not familiar with that play.
to grab one of the better receivers in the league. He can still get better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking that shot. And the Niners, all that matters to us here is the Niners are definitely getting weaker. Definitely getting weaker.
Yep. They still might be...
really good.
Yeah, they're good. Doesn't mean they're not really good. But this is an example, by the way... when you always wonder what it looks like when you run up against the cap, it's this.
With San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco has run up against the cap. They know they've got a pending big ticket item in Brock Purdy, and they have another big ticket item in Ayuk, and they've decided, you know, Ayuk wants to get paid now. San Francisco's like, we can't afford you. If we pay you, we can't afford Purdy. So, again, this is what it looks like. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Interesting development in the NFL there. We got open lines. Just a reminder, you can stream the show on the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. AUDACY. That way you can listen to the show anywhere in the United States. We know more and more people are doing that. We invite you to get the app now so you can stream us when you're out of town. Also streaming through our website, 97.1 The Ticket, where Evan posted Champ and Chump yesterday. Streaming with video, go to twitch.tv, search up 97.1 The Ticket. You can comment in the streaming chat. Same thing at youtube.com, search up 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Email here from Brian. Doug, you just said, are you glad it's over with Harbaugh? I like the results. I didn't like the nonsense. It's from Brian, a Michigan fan.
Imagine that's how a lot of people feel.
Yeah. I mean, we said it yesterday when he made that comment. I just spent 9 years dealing with interpreting Jim Harbaugh and trying to put him in a package of what normal people would say. And I guess by the end of it, it was kind of exhausting. Back in the mid-1990s, I stopped at Joe Louis Arena because I looked like NHL coach Mike Keenan. I got stopped at Joe Louis Arena because I looked like NHL coach Mike Keenan. I did look like him back in the day. Chris in Bloomfield, I've been mistaken for Scott the Gator Anderson twice at Lions games.
Oh.
One guy straight up wouldn't believe that I wasn't Gator. That's funny.
Were you wearing face paint? Definitely not me.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. 97-1 the ticket.